Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
Welcome to another 4-H'er of the Week program here on 103.9 WLEN. Hi, everyone. This is John Kane, and my guest is Casey Craig. Well, first of all, hi, Casey. How you doing?
Hi, I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. So, you're with the Mundina 4-H Club, right?
Yep.
And what? Where do you go to school? What grade are you in?
I go to Morenci, and I am in 10th, going on 11th grade.
Okay, so there you go. How long have you been involved in 4-H?
I'd say about 6 or 7 years now.
6 or 7, and it's always been with the Mundina Club, right?
Yep, always been.
Okay. Do you remember how you got involved in 4-H, or how you got interested in 4-H to join the Mundina Club?
My family's just always been longtime 4-H members. All my uncles have done it. Most of my cousins have. And my grandma was actually the leader of that 4-H club. She used to be. So it's kind of just in the family, I guess.
Just in the family. Did you get a chance to talk to your cousins and your uncles before you started 4-H to find out what they liked about it so much?
Not really. I just know that they are like, they breed animals for fair, so.
You didn't have to worry about it, did you? Because grandma knows best?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, when you started in 4-H, what did you start doing initially in 4-H? What kind of projects did you get involved in?
Well, I started when I was younger, so I was just a clover bud. So we were just did crafts and photography and that kind of stuff.
So you concentrated on mostly on static projects?
Yep.
So when was it that, I'm assuming I'm making an assumption here, when was it did you move into the animal arena? Did you move into the animal arena?
Yeah. When I was 9, because back then that was kind of the starting age.
And what did you decide early on to get? What animals did you get involved with early on?
I show pigs, and that's really the only animal I've shown for a while.
For your career? You talk about show, we're talking about the Lenawee County Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you've been involved with pigs. Do you wind up, were you still doing any other kind of static projects along with the pigs that you were raising?
Yeah, I normally do photography every year.
Okay, so you've been doing that. And how did you get the photography bug?
Well, my mom used to do photography for, like, weddings and stuff. And I just always kind of liked doing it. And it was a great opportunity to be able to do it at fair.
And I'm imagining that you were able to learn a few things from your mother about it along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely taught me a lot on the different, like, what to look at in different pictures, I guess.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff involved in it, isn't there? There's lighting and there's settings and there's all kinds of stuff, right?
Yep.
You can tell I don't know a thing about it. Okay, well, that was cool. So how's it gone when you have shown at the fair? I mean, from the standpoint of both your pigs and your photography.
Pretty well. These past few years have actually been pretty good with my pig showmanship. I got reserve champion this past year, and I got special honors with both of my photography pictures last year as well.
Well, congratulations. Now, are you going to be – it's right around the corner, isn't it?
It's coming up.
It's coming up. Yeah. So you're going to be showing again at the at the fair?
Yep. Got 2 pigs, and hopefully I'll be able to get some good pictures in for the photography.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back with more from Casey Craig here, our 4-H'er of the week, right after this timeout here on 103.9 WLEN.
You're listening to the 4-H'er of the Week on WLEN.com. You can hear an all-new edition every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on 103.9 WLEN.
Back here with the 4-H'er of the Week, Casey Craig from the Mundina Club. Casey, we said before the break that the fair's right around the corner. Now you're going to be showing, what, a couple of pigs again or one? Or
I have 2 for fair, but then I also have 3 others for another show that isn't the fair. So
Oh, so you're going to be showing. Well, so you have five total.
Yeah, I have five.
Is this the most that you've ever raised in a year?
Yeah. Last year, I believe I had four. So it's just one up from last year.
Do you keep going up every year? Get a little more?
I kind of hope not. I think five is quite a lot.
Five's enough, huh?
Yeah.
So at five is. It must be like a year-round thing, isn't it? Or practically?
Yeah. Start walking them when it gets warmer out, not as much rain. There's also a show that I did in the winter, so I did have to walk a pig in the snow a few times for that.
Oh, that was cool. I mean, yeah. get them up and moving. When you first start walking them, are they like really receptive to it, or they're saying, what's going on here?
Yeah, they don't walk very well in the beginning. But actually, sometimes we call them like a natural show pig because they'll walk out of the barn really well, and then they'll walk around in the grass like really well, like their first time out. That's always really nice.
Because that's a big part of it,
yeah.
Isn't it? The showmanship part.
Yep.
They got a strut right, don't
yeah.
they? Show their stuff. So it's like you have to get up early in the morning. What's your routine as far as taking care of your pigs?
Well, we don't have a very good barn at my house, so they're located at my grandfather's house. So a lot of times him or my cousin will feed them in the morning so I can go to school. But a lot of times in the afternoon I'll go over and help with feeding and cleaning pens and walking them.
Well, you know, you're getting out of school. What happens in the summertime? You have to do more once
yes.
you're out of school? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep, definitely.
So, do you ever have to go over and feed them in the morning during the summer?
Yes. Sometimes. It just depends on the day, I guess.
Okay, so you're shooting for a championship this
yeah.
time. You've had reserve now. Going for the championship, huh?
Yep. That would be really cool.
And the particular breed of pig, is that the same breeds that you've always worked with?
Yep. I've always worked with crosses, and then Yorks are the two I've always worked with.
Well, Casey, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us about your what you do at My Dyna 4-H Club. We want to wish you and everyone connected with the club the best of the luck best of luck in the future. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, that's our show for this evening, and that was Casey Craig. She is from the Medina 4-H Club, our 4-H'er of the week. This is John Cain saying so long here on 103.9 WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station, 103.9.